Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make
No, we all love our dogs, don't we? And then we have one in studio this morning. If you're watching us on Facebook, you can see Milo, the therapy dog, with the Port Huron Police Department. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning Milo. You are the cutest dog I've ever seen. My goodness. Lieutenant Pat Eish is here. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And introduce the crew here.
Absolutely. So with me is Sergeant Adrienne Minesburg. She's in charge of our therapy dog program at the department. And then we have Mae Johnson, who works in our records department. She's also Milo's handler.
Very nice. How old is Milo?
He is 5 months.
He is, what kind of dog is he?
He is a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
All right. How did the therapy dog program start? When did it start?
So we actually had a prior therapy dog, Titan, and that was several years ago. And his handler, Melissa, took a different job, so she took Titan with her. This dog came about, we were contacted by a breeder up in Applegate who wanted to donate Milo to our department. So we proposed it to our chief and assistant chief and captain, and they were on board with it. And so then we selected Maylin. Maylin's one of our civilian staff members, and so she's in the office Monday through Friday. So she's around for everybody, and so he's around for everybody to see. So that's how that came about.
May, have you ever done any therapy dog work before?
No, I haven't.
And how's it going so far?
I think it's going really well. He's been really good dog, very well behaved, and he just enjoys being around the office, saying hi to everyone.
What kind of training are you doing with him?
So right now we are in obedience training, and then eventually he'll be doing like therapy dog training.
Yeah, it's like a specialized training, and I believe there's a certification just to go through all, you know, the training he needs to benefit the members of the department, members of the community. So he's got a lot of training ahead. He's got a field training process, sure, like our officers, kind of. So he's got a lot ahead of him, but he's already doing really great. I mean, he's just a puppy still, but he's so friendly and calm and loves people, which is great. So you'll see him scampering around the office, chasing his ball, looking for treats, saying hi. So it's been really cool having him there.
Unlike a typical police dog that, you know, sniffs for drugs and missing people and things like this, this is just a buddy to hang out at the office, right?
That's correct, yes. When he takes his test, he has to be a year old. So he'll take his therapy dog test in October. Then he will be utilized throughout our community. We hope to have him up at the schools and other events throughout the community. He'll do our debriefings when we do trauma-related debriefings, and then he'll just be around to be everybody's pal as well.
He definitely looks like everybody's pal. May, I think he likes you. I'm not sure. But yeah. I think that ear rub is, look at him. That is so cool. How long have you had a therapy dog program?
Oh, it's been, so just having him, we've only had him about a month. Okay. But prior to that was probably, trying to remember what year that was, 2021, 2022.
It was probably about 2 or 3 years Titan was with us in the office. And he was a bigger dog, too, so he took a little more space, and he liked to roam around, too. But Milo's perfect, I think, for this role, again, because he's so friendly and just so calm, and he loves people. And everyone's acclimated to him very quickly, especially Chief. He loves Chief. So he runs. If we can't find him by May's office, then he's over in Chief's office for sure.
Yes. Well, May, how cool is it that you get to bring your dog to work every day?
It's so awesome. I love it.
That it is. Absolutely. Pat, why is it important to have a program like this?
Well, it is. You know, in our society, we have taken mental health as a priority, right? And that is no different with the first responder community. So with our police officers, our firefighters, paramedics, our dispatchers, we have really shifted into making mental health a priority. You know, just the traumatic events that our officers, our first responders experience, not just in their career, but on a daily basis, it's really tough, and it has a long-lasting effect on the person. So a therapy dog is a great way for our officers, our responders, to find ways to de-stress, to deal with these traumatic incidents. And as Sergeant Minesburg said, you know, after a critical incident, we do a debrief. And we sit around and we talk about what went right, what we can improve on, and how it affects us. And Milo's going to be part of that process. So it really is, it's a healing tool and just a friendly tool in the office.
I think Milo has something to say because he's right up there at the microphone. He's taking keen interest in the mic. So, is he a barker? Does he say
no,
much?
No, not at all.
All right.
Only really when he's playing.
All right. Well, if you've got anything to say, Milo, go right ahead. What an adorable dog! And boy, if you ever find yourself in the Port Huron Police office, look for Milo because he's something really, really cool.
That'll be cool. He'll be out in the community, you know, after a little bit of training and stuff like that. So you'll be able to see him a lot. You know, it's getting warmer out, so we'll be out and about at the events more and more. So hopefully he can join us for some of those. He doesn't, you know, we can't really feed him treats. You know, we got him on a strict diet, so he stays healthy. But he loves pets. He's goofy. I think his ball is his favorite toy. You'll see him running around the office chasing his ball around. So you'll see some of that out and about in the summer and in the community events as well. Overall, he's a fun guy. He likes hanging out. And I would say the only time I hear him bark is when May walks away. He needs May close by.
Needs mama. Oh, what a cutie. Bring him back here anytime.
Please. Great. Yeah, see, absolutely. Mate, you're welcome anytime. Milo especially. So, yeah, very cool. We're happy to have him and happy that we have the support of our administration and of our community here to have him with us.
I want to talk about one other thing real quick, not related to dogs, but, I guess it could be if your dog is distracting you in the car. You're too busy petting
possible.
The dog. Distracted Driving Month is this month.
Yes,
right?
So April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and we are participating in an initiative, an enforcement initiative, and it's going on throughout the state for the whole month of April. So what basically we're doing is raising awareness of distracted driving. And it's just a reminder, I've talked about it before, but manipulating your cell phone or any electronic device while you're operating a vehicle is legal in the state of Michigan. And it's quite dangerous, which is why it's illegal, right? So for the month of April, we have additional patrols working the streets, and their sole purpose is out there to look for and enforce distracted driving laws. So that'll be during the day shift, it'll be at night. So I know all of our friends out there right now don't use their phone while they're driving. If they do, it's mounted to something on their dashboard so that they're not manipulating it. But in the off case that somebody is using their phone while driving, just know our officers are looking for it, and it is a citation.
Yeah, and you can spot that pretty easily too, can't you?
Yes, you can, especially when I'm not in my patrol car. For some reason. Yeah, when I'm driving my personal car, I'm like looking over. But it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Not only just seeing inside the car and someone manipulating a phone, but by their driving, right?
Sure.
It's divided attention. So if someone's paying attention to their phone, whether it's talking or texting, your phone or your attention's not on the roadway, and that's what's dangerous.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Anything else we need to know about Milo? He's like a baby. He's just like your little baby.
He is. He likes to, like our last dog, Titan, you know, like I said, he was a big dog. So he wasn't a lap dog by any means, but Milo definitely is.
No, thanks
and
so
he's
much.
Doing good in training, so that's good to see.
Yeah, he's doing great in training.
He's a good boy. All right, guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.